Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Although September weather is often still hot, vegetable gardeners begin to anticipate the cooler weather to come. It's now that we begin to focus on the planting of cool season vegetables that will grow and produce during the fall, winter, and spring. This is a transitional month, however, and warm season vegetables are also in the garden this time of the year. Vegetable and herb gardening seasons can roughly be divided into the cool season and the warm season. Vegetable gardeners must be especially attuned to the seasons and observe carefully the proper planting time for the vegetables they intend to grow. Planting times relate to a variety of factors, but temperature is a major consideration. Warm season vegetables cannot withstand frost without significant injury or death, and they're grown from about March through November, and they're divided into the spring planting season around March and April, the summer planting season around May, June, and July, and the fall planting season, which is what we're in right now in August and September. Cool season vegetables are grown roughly from September to May. They need the cooler temperatures to perform their best and are able to tolerate below freezing temperatures without significant damage. Cool season vegetables are planted primarily in the late summer or fall, around about September, October, and November, and again in spring, around about February and March, although planting of many of these cool season vegetables may continue through the winter. Most warm season vegetables, like tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, and peppers, should have been planted into your garden back in August for fall production. But if you forgot or you just didn't get around to doing it, you can still plant these warm season vegetables, but try to get it done this weekend. The clock is definitely ticking. Bush snap beans can be planted now, and early September is a perfect time to plant these wonderful vegetables. Bush snap beans will produce an excellent crop before the first frost. Bush varieties produce faster, and they concentrate their harvest in a shorter period of time, so they're preferred to plant this time of the year rather than pole snap beans. As we move into late September and October, root crops such as carrots, radishes, parsnips, rutabagas, and turnips are an important part of the garden. Root crops, remember, are always direct seeded, never transplanted. The reason for this is that the tiny root that first is produced by the seed eventually develops into the edible root. This little tiny root is easily damaged when the vegetable plant is young, and if you try to transplant them, you're bound to bend it or break it or somehow otherwise damage it, and that will cause a deformed and poor quality final product. Bunching onions and shallots are very popular for cooking in our area. Everybody's got to use some green shallots or green onions when we're cooking our food. This month is a great time to plant small bulbs called sets of these plants, and you can harvest those bunching onions or green shallots all through the winter season. You can also plant seeds of bulbing onions, bunching onions, and leeks this month. Herbs such as lavender, thyme, catnip should begin to revive as the weather gets cooler later on. Now, at this point, you can remove any of the dead parts and fertilize those herbs lightly to encourage new growth. There are a lot of vegetables that can be planted this month besides the ones that I've mentioned, and they include things like beets, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, English peas, and snow peas, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mustard. Have I told you a lot so far? Onions, radishes, rutabagas, and shallots can all be planted. And you can plant some herbs as well, like rosemary and parsley, thyme, fennel, and oregano. So keep that vegetable garden productive through the season. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.